Plumbing to Normal parents say they're feeling anxious, guilty, and very uncertain as they begin to make decisions whether to send their kids back to school or keep them home this fall. Ryan Denham has the story.
Unit 5's decision deadline was originally tomorrow, but that's now been pushed back to August 4th. That is also the District 87 deadline.
All the parents I talk to are just agonizing.
That's Janice Malik of Normal, whose son will be a sixth grader at Unit 5.
I think everybody is just trying to make the best decision for their own family. And I support everybody and everyone's decision because there is no good decision, I don't think, or no perfect decision here.
As a sixth grader, Malik's son would only be in school 2 days per week, even if they chose the in-person option. So they're leaning toward remote learning, possibly supplementing whatever self-guided online classes are offered by Unit 5 through its vendor, Edmentum, with other materials. One of their many considerations is the risk of exposing Malik's parents to the virus or her husband's grandfather, who's in his late 90s. Yes, her son does need the social aspect of school, but she doesn't want it on her conscience if he gets sick or he gets someone else sick.
They keep telling us that the rates are low in children. Well, maybe they're low in children because they haven't been to school. We don't know.
Leslie Gulley of Normal has a third and first grader at Sugar Creek Elementary. She also has her own home-based sewing business. She's torn. Her kids love school. Her oldest is literally counting the days before she can go back. But Gulley also wants to be considerate of teachers who might be safer with fewer kids in their class.
But at the same time, I don't want them to stop loving school. I want them to be able to go and enjoy and get all those benefits. And so it's something that we've been kind of a tug that we've been having back and forth ever since the plan came out. And so far we are leaning towards sending them just because they love it so much. But it is sort of a guilt that I carry now because I'm asking their teachers to be at risk for extra students just by sending them.
Paxson Edge is a dad from Bloomington. He said he considers this in-person versus remote thing as a choice between two bad options. Just like Leslie Gulley, he thinks it's just a matter of time before changing conditions force everyone to learn remotely, like it or not. Edge says his family chose remote learning for his third grade daughter, in part because he and his wife are lucky enough to be able to keep working from home. They also wanted to free up space at school for kids whose families don't have that luxury. Still, working from home while helping your kid learn remotely, that's no walk in the park. Many parents are scrambling to piece together childcare to help them decide.
I mean, it is a balance, and we're not entirely sure what we're getting into with this fall e-learning session, a remote learning session. And, you know, we may have to kind of adjust, you know, her doing school after one of us gets off of work, kind of continue to see and adapt.
Other parents don't really have a choice. Tracy McCoy of Normal is a high school English teacher at Ridgeview. Her husband is a school librarian in the Deer Creek Mackinac District. They both need to report to work in August. That means their sons, ages 8 and 6, will be attending school in person too, also at DMAC.
They're just kind of like, we're going to be out there anyways, so I don't know that they're really going to be being exposed to anything that we're not already exposed to.
Some students also feel like they don't have much of a choice. Megan Parent is an incoming junior at Normal Community High School. She's one of nearly 600 people who signed a letter to Unit 5 leaders raising concerns about the lack of remote learning options for honors, AP, or dual credit students. Unit 5's original reopening plan did not offer honors or dual credit classes through that remote learning vendor, Edmentum. Parent says three of her AP classes are not even available on Edmentum.
It was kind of disturbing, honestly, because for honor students, we have to choose between looking after our safety and looking after our education. And that's even harder when a student is high risk or they know someone in their family who is high risk. They kept saying that we have options, but like as an honor student, it doesn't really feel like we have enough options.
They sent the letter to Unit 5 administration and met with Superintendent Kristen Weichel yesterday. After that meeting, Parent says she's optimistic Unit 5 will come up with a better solution. Her letter was one of many circulating in the community related to the reopening. There's another one out there that's just a 5-page list of questions addressed to Unit 5 and District 87 leaders. Juliet Lind wrote that one. She has an incoming junior at University High School and a freshman at BHS.
I can't imagine how it will be safe. And I'm not thrilled with the online option as well. So I started writing down all of my questions.
Unit 5 and District 87 have begun to answer some of those questions. Both districts have posted lengthy FAQs online. Several parents told WGLT they still didn't have a good feel for what the Edmentum experience will be like. Lynn's sons are adamant about wanting to go back to school in person.
But I know that what they want is pre-pandemic experience, right? And I don't see how that's going to be possible. I don't think that's what they're going to get.
Lynn hasn't decided what they'll do. Last spring, it wasn't her choice when the governor closed the schools and moved everyone to remote learning. Now, if she's the decider and her kids aren't happy, that's a very different kind of rebellion. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find copies of several of the letters circulating among parents and students, as well as links to the Unit 5 and District 87 FAQ pages at our website, wglt.org.